obviously disappointed. I don't think we deserved anything from the game, although we could have got something. Thought we started the game really brightly, but from then our decision making was poor, and we didn't do the basics well enough, which culminated us not causing them enough problems. They were, don't get me wrong, they were organised, and I think they've done a good job. But we haven't asked enough questions today, and ultimately has resulted in us losing the game.
You're characterised very often by the number of chances you create and the amount of threat that you pose. I can't really remember a save that Dean Brill has made.
No, I think Rowie shot early on, probably first couple of minutes. There's an opportunity there, and obviously the scramble towards the end when Henry ends up with an open goal and somehow doesn't get a shot away. Aside from that, like I say, we didn't ask enough questions by making poor decisions. We got too impatient by putting hopeful balls into the box. Didn't move the ball quickly enough. And without sounding the wrong way, resorted to, I suppose, luck in terms of putting the ball in there and seeing something drops for us, and that's not us. So, no, listen, disappointed, I suppose, double-edged disappointment in the fact that you come in afterwards and see results have potentially gone your way and you're still stood in a playoff position, but I didn't expect it to be easy. I spoke before the game and said that ultimately, I think where we are, in order to stay in there, I think we'll need 8 wins. Today was an opportunity to get one of them. We haven't. Our next opportunity, one that's quickly round the corner. And we've got to go and try and win on Tuesday. Ultimately, it doesn't matter who you beat. It's about getting them points on the board.
Is it a glass half full, half empty thing when you look at the other results, where you think we could have been significantly advanced, but we're still in there and we're still fighting? And
yeah, I always, regardless of the result today, I always knew we'd be in there, and we'll be in there for the remainder of the season. We've ultimately, like I say, got a set number of wins that I think we'll need to get to get ourselves an opportunity to play in them in the season playoffs. How quickly they come ultimately dictates on how the rest of your season sort of pans out, really. And all of a sudden, if you get them wins quickly, you can potentially be looking at where you want to finish. Do you want to finish higher up? For us, it's about, first of all, again, we got to a points target that got us safe. Ultimately, now we want to try and get a playoff position. If we get that seventh playoff position, I'd absolutely take it now. But as quickly as we can, you need to get wins, and then you can, I suppose, reassess a little bit further down the line.
You mentioned quick turnaround, back in action Tuesday. Does the focus immediately turn to that?
It does anyway. I always have a rubbish weekend when we haven't won, and that'll probably be no different, but regardless of result, focus turns straight away to Tuesday night's game. Whether we'd have, like I say, won, drawn or lost today, that would have been the case. So we'll dust ourselves down. And we'll go and face a different challenge again on Tuesday evening.
Yeah, does it matter that you're going to guys? Does it matter who you play and you just want to bounce back straight away?
Yeah, listen, it makes no difference. No difference whatsoever. Home, away, who you're playing against, top of the league, bottom of the league, makes no difference. This division's so unpredictable. And any result can happen. So we know that going there on Tuesday, we've got to be bang at it. Ultimately, it's about us. I think every team in this league will be of the same opinion that I probably am, that our biggest competition is us. It's about us performing. If we can perform well on a regular basis, then we're more than a match for any team in the league. But like I say, I'm probably one of 20 odd managers that have the same opinion of that.